transforming the physical universe into a consciousness-based universe. To give you a compact vision of how qualia science might develop in the future, here's a brief set of principles, which we have distilled from the expanded argument of this audiobook. Qualia Principles: The Foundation for a Science of Consciousness. 1. Science is materialistic, accepting as a given that the physical universe exists as it presents itself. But quantum physics long ago undermined the very notion of physical objects. At its foundation, the universe isn't solid, tangible, or fixed. Therefore, the old science of an external physical universe has been mortally wounded by the new science of quantum physics. 2. This ambiguity opens the door for an entirely new interpretation of nature: qualia science. 3. If physicality is radically compromised, what can be taken as a reliable foundation for future science? The one constant that is rejected by materialists: consciousness. Consciousness makes all experience possible. Attempts to exclude it from objective experiments cannot elude this fact. 4. Qualia science begins with the assertion that consciousness is not a trait that evolved from a material basis until it fully emerged in human beings. Consciousness is fundamental and without cause. It is the ground state of existence. As conscious beings, humans cannot experience, measure, or conceive of a reality devoid of consciousness. 5. Consciousness, as the ground state of normal reality, behaves like a field, in all respects like quantum fields for matter and energy. As in any field, consciousness interacts with itself. This interaction proliferates into every specific form of consciousness, such as our own. Consciousness did not arise as a secondary property of atoms and molecules over time. But it must be understood that there is a deeper level of consciousness that has no dimensions, because any dimension in space-time contains qualia, and in itself, pure consciousness has no qualia. It is the source of qualia, just as the quantum vacuum is the source of quanta. Consciousness can be considered the field of all fields, since it is the field that makes possible the existence of all fields. 6. Every specific form of consciousness, an elephant, porpoise, rhesus monkey, or a person, experiences the world subjectively. Individual subjectivity remains within the field of consciousness, which is its source. No form of consciousness is isolated from its source, just as no electromagnetic activity is ever isolated from the universal field of electromagnetism. 7. For human beings, subjective experiences are in the form of sensations, images, feelings, and thoughts, SIFT. The general term for these is qualia. Subjective reality is a vast composite of different qualia, such as color, light, pain, pleasure, texture, taste, memory, desire, anxiety, and joy. 8. All subjective experiences are qualia. This includes every perception, cognition, and mental event. No mental event can be left out, including feelings of love, compassion, suffering, hostility, sexual pleasure, and religious ecstasy. At a subtle level, qualia are perceived as insight, intuition, imagination, inspiration, creativity. 9. Objective, external physical reality comes to us through the qualia we are set up to perceive, not in and of itself. Without our subjective participation, space, time, matter, and energy, including all scientific variables and quantities, do not exist in themselves. Or if they do, their reality is impenetrable. We live in a qualia universe. All our interactions with it are experiential, hence, ultimately, subjective. Objective data have no independent existence, since they must be part of the data collector's experience. 10. The experience of the body is a qualia experience. The experience of mental activity is a qualia experience. The experience of the world, and any other worlds, is a qualia experience. 11. The I feeling is a qualia experience. The you experience is a qualia experience. 12. Qualia, then, allow us to connect everything together through a common property. Every single thing is an aspect of one field of consciousness. 13. As conscious beings processing reality every moment of our lives, we express ourselves in a qualia vocabulary. The qualia vocabulary is an attempt to put experience into words. The language of science, however, attempts the opposite, to extract experience in the name of objectivity. But objectivity itself denotes an experience. A language set apart from qualia doesn't exist. 14. Other life forms, such as insects, bacteria, animals, and birds, have their own qualia niche. It is inaccessible to us, although we can try to imagine it, because each species has its own nervous system. Even microorganisms have responses to the environment, seeking light, air, food, and each other. Insofar as we can interpret any other life form, we are only reflecting the human nervous system's qualia processing. In actuality, the reality perceived through other nervous systems cannot be known to us. 15. Perception is the engine that creates species-specific experiences. Each experience reshapes physical reality, leading, in humans, to a qualia vocabulary that keeps up with every new change. The fact that lower animals, including insects and birds, also have extremely complex vocabularies is evidence for the creative link between language and reality. 16. We do not see because we have eyes. We do not hear because we have ears. The organs of perception do not create perception, but are the lens through which consciousness and its qualia create perceptual experience. The perceptual can never be the actual. We perceive what our species has evolved to perceive. Whatever is truly real, the actual, is more primal than the things we perceive or think about or sense. Qualia science explores the boundary between the perceptual and the actual, with the goal of crossing over it. 17. The human brain represents the reality perceived by a particular life form. Experience isn't organized randomly, but symbolically. We humanize reality and, in turn, the qualia that register in the brain, pain, light, hunger, emotions, etc., cause the brain and body to evolve as symbolic representations. This feedback loop originates in consciousness, not in the biology of the brain. Human consciousness is a specific expressive outlet for the undifferentiated field of consciousness. The one creates the many. 18. Although we can interact with other life forms like dogs and birds, we cannot presume that their qualia experience is identical to ours. what feels hot, cold, light, heavy, slow, fast, and so on to another species, is unknowable. We cannot presume to say that these basic qualia register for them in a way similar to our response. We infer that they have feelings and sensory experience similar to ours, but that's the most we can say. It's very unlikely that the caw of a crow sounds the same to a crow as it does to us, or the bark of a dog to a dog. Yet we can communicate with each other as humans, because we translate our qualia signals into a qualia vocabulary that is generally accepted, despite wide variances from person to person and culture to culture. 19. Each living entity creates its own perceptual reality by interacting with the fundamental ground of existence, pure consciousness. Pure consciousness is a field of all possibilities. Each possibility emerges, when it does, as qualia. The field of pure consciousness, however, exists prior to qualia. It is indescribable and inconceivable by a brain that knows reality only through qualia. The womb of creation is beyond space, time, matter, and energy. 20. There are as many perceptual realities, physical brains, bodies, worlds, as there are living entities with their qualia repertoire. 21. Our understanding of subjective experience, or our sense of empathy with others, takes place through the resonance of shared qualia. Whatever insight and connection we have to other species, beings, or realms of existence takes place through the sensitivity and refinement of our subjective qualia in relation to their subjective qualia. What we call empathy is a shared resonance that registers in awareness. 22. Birth is the beginning of a particular qualia program. An individual qualia entity emerges into the world with a potential in qualia that unfolds as life. What happens over a lifetime is what we have in common, namely, interacting with other qualia entities and their qualia programs. 23. Death is the termination of a particular qualia program, the life program of an individual. The qualia return to a state of potential forms within consciousness, where they reshuffle and recycle as new living entities. 24. The consciousness field and its matrix of qualia are non-local and immortal. Non-local means that the field is all-pervasive and everywhere the same. In fact, the very term everywhere is itself a qualia. A field is affected by every specific event that happens in it. The whole never loses contact with its parts. They are never lost or forgotten. 25. We do not experience the field itself, but the qualia that emerge from it. We use these to become individuals with a specific, that is, local, perspective. Locality is a qualia experience in the non-local consciousness field. 26. Quantum mechanics is a mathematical model for measuring qualia mechanics, defined as our set of experiences of nature. It's the map, not the territory. At bottom, the map is mathematical, because the quantum domain exhibits precise forms and probabilities. Mathematics leads to data, reducing experience to numbers. As such, this way of mapping reality loses all the qualia that constitute experience. 27. Reality can be mapped to resemble what it actually is, a continuous dynamic flow of consciousness, emerging from the universal field and differentiating into matter, energy, worlds, and beings. capturing what really exists, as opposed to the numbers that measure it in small, frozen slices, demands that science be revamped into qualia physics, qualia biology, qualia medicine, and so on. 28. The ancient wisdom traditions in many cultures recognized that subjective knowledge is useful and organized. These traditions take the qualia world and organize it into principles and behaviors of consciousness. Consciousness has recognized reference points, which is how Ayurveda, Qigong, and other qualia-based medicine became orderly, reliable, and efficacious. Even in Western materialism, room has been made for psychology, schools of psychotherapy, mythology and archetypes, childhood development, and gender studies. All of these branch out from subjective, qualia, experience of the world. 29. Spiritual practices are not unique or set apart from everyday experiences. They are based on subtle reference points in consciousness. In effect, they map self-awareness. Human consciousness, looking at itself, is a mirror for the field of consciousness, looking at itself. 30. Spiritual practices fine-tune self-awareness. When the tuning is fine enough, qualia no longer mask where they come from. This is like seeing the mirror instead of the reflection. Consciousness sees itself and recognizes its pure, absolute existence, the pre-created state. Even when the world's wisdom traditions have degraded, losing a solid connection to pure consciousness, there are instructive relics of the old qualia science, which, being alien to modern science, gets interpreted as the paranormal, miracles and wonders. In fact, the supernatural doesn't exist, except as a subtler aspect of nature unfolding in qualia. These outside the normal qualia have as much legitimacy as the qualia that science has stamped with respectability. 31. Qualia medicine has already emerged in diverse forms around the world, such as Ayurveda and traditional Chinese medicine, TCM. Besides providing a fund of knowledge about the working action of herbs, these ancient traditions demand modern research to determine scientifically how the body responds, not just to herbs, but to every